This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Residents of a 10-story apartment building in Denver were without elevators during a week-long heat wave, Denverite's Rebecca Tauber reports.
Nathan Cummings has severe asthma. During last week's heat wave, he called 911 for help while making the trek up to his fourth-floor apartment.
I keep seeing my life flash before my eyes.
For a week, all three elevators in the 10-story building were broken. At one point, the staircase was inexplicably locked, too. 1200 Galapago looks like many other complexes in Denver run by large companies. Conditions aren't great despite high prices, hallway lights are shattered, and broken garages lead to car thefts.
The crisis of affordable housing is permitting these companies to buy these properties and lure people in the way with not taking care of them.
Management blamed the situation on the heat and manufacturing delays. Finally, on Thursday, one elevator started working again. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
The remains of a World War II prisoner of war from southeastern Colorado will be buried in Florence this weekend. Records show that U.S. Army Tech 5 Clifford H. Strickland died in a Japanese POW camp in the Philippines in 1942. He was 25 at the time. His body stayed there for 70 years in the Manila American Cemetery and Memorial. He was officially identified late last year through lab analysis. Strickland was a native of Fowler, Colorado. He will be buried at Union Highland Cemetery. This is CPR and KRCC.